T'as les questions? Mmh,
enfin. Ah, elle est là-bas.
Attends, je la mets.
Merci.
I'm here with Elizabeth Lach, who's one of the most important contributors to this exhibition. The first question I would like to ask you, Elizabeth, is, did you know the work of Merit Oppenheim before you were approached by the museum to participate in this exhibition?
I'm not very good. I heard about her first as being the model in Man Ray's photographies. I have a postcard also with an object of her. It represents women's shoes, white shoes, tied up with strings, like a chicken. And the title of this work is Ma Gouvernante. And I found it so funny and very precise, very precise object, that I wanted to make a little painting with this, a little picture. And it was my model. But before this exhibition, I didn't knew her more. I didn't know much about her.
Now, were you surprised to be approached? Do you think you have anything in common with Merit?
When I see all of her work, I think what independent she was. But we are very different in the way we use our forms. Perhaps the common is that we work with our intuitions, and it's perhaps also we use like a filter our emotions, our intimate, and perhaps also the way to play with forms with the. I hope with humor.
What do you think it means to be a surrealist today? And do you actually even feel that you are a surrealist yourself?
To be surrealist today sounds at first a little bit kitsch for me, because it's already done in history. When I heard about the word surrealism, I think I thought about a group of men with women muses. But I understand that people approach my work to this qualification, because in my work you travel in uncertain places made of free associations figures. It moves you in memories, dreams, old history, places or contemporary times. And this mix send us back to surrealism, perhaps.
Very good. J'aimerais que tu répètes ça, parce que c'est magnifique ce que tu viens de dire. Et maintenant que tu t'es approprié la description, de me répéter pour que je puisse parfois aussi faire un montage.
Oui, moi aussi j'ai oui. Tout mélangé un peu.
Alors,
je reprends toute la question.
Oui, parce que c'est très très beau ce que tu dis. What do you think it means to be a surrealist today, and do you feel that you can be identified as a surrealist yourself?
It's a difficult question, because to be surrealist today sounds for me at first a little bit kitsch, because it's already done in history, this movement. And for me, when I heard about the word surrealism, I think about a group of men with women muses. I also understand that people approach my work to this qualification, because when you see my paintings, you travel in my work in uncertain places made of free association figures. It moves you in memories and dreams, old history places, or contemporary times. So, and that mix sends us back to surrealism, perhaps, yes.
Now, you worked quite a long time to prepare this exhibition in Bern. Are you pleased with the result?
Yes, it was a long preparation to make this. But we have the time with Kathleen Buller to do this because we had a travel. We travel in Corona. It's a place where Mary Toppenheim lives. And so I could see her house and her room, and it gives me a lot of ideas to do after this mise en scène, or how you say in English.
It's fine.
Mise en scène.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Est-ce que tu as quelque chose que tu aimerais? Je crois qu'on a dit l'essentiel.
Oh non,
et puis c'est très bien. Ouais. Surtout toute cette partie où tu parles, tu donnes aussi ton point de vue du série. C'est magnifique.